50 years ago on this day came the story that a former GI had undergone a successful sex change operation. It was such a sensation. It trumped news of the first hydrogen bomb test. Christine Jorgensen wasn't the world's first transsexual, but she was the first one to become a household name. Her celebrity opened the door for thousands of others to seek a sex change. Jorgensen died from cancer in 1989. As NPR's Nancy Solomon reports, many credit her for changing the way people think about gender.
George Jorgensen always knew what he wanted to be when he grew up. It seemed beyond his dreams for a 1940s boy in the Bronx to become a woman, let alone a famous one. But after serving in the military, he learned about a new hormone therapy, and at age 26, he went to Denmark for treatment and a series of operations. In a 1958 interview, Jorgensen explained that even though the procedure was difficult, he never considered turning back.
My point of no return, I believe, began from the first waking moment that I realized I was different. I would not have died had I not had this treatment. I'd have gone on existing, but I would hardly have gone on living.
Upon returning from Denmark, Christine Jorgensen expected to go on living quietly and privately. But when she stepped off the airplane in New York, she faced a wall of reporters.
A 26-year-old ex-GI returns from Denmark, where physicians converted him into a woman. The name on the passport 2 years ago was George Jorgensen. Today, it's Christine.
This was a time of public anxiety about gender. Men returned from World War II wounded and without work, and women were pressured to leave their jobs to make room for them. Scientific discoveries, from the atom bomb to penicillin, were mirroring science fiction. Historian Susan Stryker, a Jorgensen scholar and transsexual, says headlines like "XGI becomes blonde beauty" played on all of these anxieties.
However, none of that would have made her a celebrity if she didn't have a certain sense of charisma and a sense of who she was, that she was beautiful and she was talented and she played the role that history assigned her with a great deal of grace and a great deal of dignity.
In the news once again is Christine Jorgensen, shown being honored by the Scandinavian Societies of Greater New York.
From the moment Jorgensen walked off the airplane, everything she did and said was scrutinized by a disbelieving media and public looking for cracks in her hyper-feminine facade.
And when I read the next day that a woman reporter had said she teetered and tottered in the high heels on the airplane steps, I laughed and said, yes, I certainly did teeter and totter. I was loaded down with all these things, and no one stepped forward to help me with them.
That's great. She was like, how dare you accuse me of being a bad femme? You know, it's like, where was the man to take my arm? She understood the social conventions so well. She played Christine Jorgensen just perfectly to a T.
Jorgensen played herself so well, she was able to make a good living at it. After struggling to find a show that worked, comedy and ballet flopped, she developed a long-running, successful cabaret act.
People would come to gawk or to see a freak show. They would come in, they would see her and go, oh, she's attractive. She seems intelligent. I'm having a good time. That was funny. Gosh, you know, this isn't what I thought. And they would walk away from it changed by their encounter with her.
Historian Joanne Meyerowitz at the University of Indiana has written a book that focuses on Jorgensen called How Sex Changed, the History of Transsexuality in the U.S.
She forced people to do a double take and forced them to think about who qualifies as a woman and who qualifies as a man.
Meyerowitz was in New York last week to attend a conference on the legacy of Jorgensen at the City University Graduate Center.
As a courageous individual who overcame adversity, she was able to use a tried and true formula to humanize herself. And thus she was able to bring the public into her, to talk to her, to look at her, to question whether she counted as a woman or a man.
Meyerowitz says Jorgensen deftly crafted her image. She wanted to be seen as a lady. In the waning days of her cabaret act, Jorgensen wrote to a Las Vegas club owner who wanted her to do a sexploitation show.
She was willing to exploit her transsexuality, but there was only so far she was willing to go with it. And the quote that I love was where she said, exploitation, yes. Vulgarity, no.
In a world of men and women, George Jorgensen was neither.
Your glands are secreting far more female hormones than male.
He was a woman trapped in the body of a man.
In 1970, Jorgensen lost control of her image with the making of the Christine Jorgensen story. She was hired as a consultant on the film, but her ideas were ignored, and she was left feeling that she was hired merely to give the project credibility.
He couldn't make it as a man. Could he make it as a woman?
It may have been a cheesy B-movie, but Jorgensen fans lined up outside the theater for its New York City premiere. Transsexual Barbara Cacofel de Lumiere waited outside the theater to catch a glimpse of Jorgensen, who she first learned about as a teenager.
I became an alcoholic at the age of 13. At about 15, I was going to kill myself if my family found out. I always felt I was wrong, I was invalid, and I never expected to live beyond high school. And then with Christine doing that, it was sort of like, hey, maybe you can live in some way.
There are no numbers for how many transsexuals now live in the United States. And defining one's gender is being made ever more complicated by a younger generation who are living on the ever-moving boundary lines between the sexes. 25-year-old Dean Spade, a lawyer with the Urban Justice Center, grew up female, had her breasts removed, and now identifies as a transgendered person.
People's birth biology or birth identification shouldn't determine what they can be and do and how they can see themselves in their lives. So whether or not they have a certain body part or choose a certain body modification shouldn't determine whether they can understand themselves to be boy, girl, man, woman, trans person, trans woman, trans man, or whatever word fully articulates who they see themselves to be.
If you're confused, that's the whole idea. Spade has a stylish, feminine haircut and wears a tight sweater over her or his flat chest. Spade wants you to squirm a bit and be forced to question the very idea that gender must be defined as one of two options. 50 years ago, it was a radical act for Christine Jorgensen to reinvent herself as the 1950s feminine archetype, a cross between Marlene Dietrich and June Cleaver. Today's transgendered activists are happy to pay homage to Jorgensen and stretch the boundaries even further. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.